What up, peeps? It's your boy, Tony Baker. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here on the late night tip in a hotel in Dallas, Texas. Or really, it's Arlington, Texas. But if you're not from Texas, it's all Dallas, Texas to you because you're not familiar with the area. Anyway, listen, you got to check out Drunk Unks. Drunk Unks. Uncle Night Night, Uncle Fax, Uncle Rico from Drunk Unks Podcast out here giving them the skibbity paps on the airwaves, man. You know what I'm saying? Check them out. Check out Drunk Unks Podcast. You feel me? Cram.
Rico. Hold up, it's Uncle Night Night.
You know, Uncle Fax, you already fucking know, yo.
Podcast. You rock with my boy, I will go body.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. 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 Look. Get your ass the fuck up. You're now tuned with the Drunk Unks. So go and grab your cup, relax, and fill it up. Sit back and drink it up. Cause my unks gon' turn it up. I'm with Uncle Night Night, Uncle Rico, and Uncle Fax. I be the lit nef, King Quaddy, I'm kicking fat. They put y'all on game and Quaddy's spitting the real podcast. With Master Pill, we just lit like that. I see you grooving, I see you moving. So have a seat and grab a drink and get into it. And if you ain't rocking with the unks, one thing I gotta say, y'all only get half a bar.
Count your fucking days.
My bullshit, it's my birthday weekend. I'm claiming that. So, fuck them Sagittarius. Nah, the mic should be good. Oh, you mean we actually gonna do it?
Yeah.
Maybe wait a couple months. A minute or so. Oh, Mal humbly bowed out. He said he could get that.
For the second time,
I identify with my birthday being more than once a year. It's not a bad thing. We're in a society right now where you can identify as something and niggas have to respect it.
Everywhere that we, you got this in my mind now, yo. That's his
thing.
It's party time.
It's really not my birthday, Mika, but I will accept all donations, though.
Oh,
I'm with it.
Birthday weekend.
Nah, he said I give niggas bottles for their birthday. I'm like, oh, it's my birthday today. Good little sound check. Iron Man streak over. Ain't no Cal Ripken here, nigga. Your time is up. Count your fucking days.
Oh, you wildin'. That's fucking.
He said it.
Oh, shit.
He said it. He said it. You know what I mean? It's all good, though, you know. That being said, I'm Uncle Night Night. This is Uncle Fax. And if you notice, there is no Uncle Rico. But we got Uncle L to come through. Sit in, you know. Normally he's behind the scenes. We let him get camera time today, you know. He paid it. He's been paying his dues.
I'll put the camera anywhere.
You gonna pay the what?
My bad.
Camera.
Uncle Rico said I went 2 years straight though.
2 years straight?
Semantics, nigga. You played some cards to make that 2 year streak happen. But it's all good, man. That being said, man. Welcome to Friday Nights with your Drunk Unks here at the Drunk Unks Podcast. This is your happy hour with your Drunk Unks. So, tomorrow, fellas, pace yourself accordingly tomorrow. Because there's a versus battle happening.
And, two lovely ladies.
And, you know, the way that versus battle set up, well, some relationships could be in trouble tomorrow if you don't play your cards right.
I mean, listen, at first sight, what I used to listen to, the songs I heard, I said, yo, it's going to be like, this is not a good competition. But when you put this shit on paper, like, whoa.
Oh, you seen that unofficial playlist?
Listen, it's an unofficial playlist because, you know, somebody always brings some bullshit that nobody never heard before. Like, I'm like.
True. It happens.
It's going to happen tomorrow. I already know it's going to happen because Ashanti going to try to feel tough. She's going to try to feel tough.
I just want to know. Because, you know, for years, the knock on Ashanti is she can't sing live. So I'm wondering, is she going to sing tomorrow? Or is she going to kind of play that Monica Brandy role, just let the tracks play?
Monica didn't, like, sing really like I thought she was going to sing either. So
No, neither did Gladys and Patty.
It's not about singing, I guess.
You know.
You know what I mean? We play the music loud anyway.
True.
So they can sit the asses down and play the song.
And in true drunk unk fashion, we'll all be squatted up somewhere watching the battle.
But Keisha Cole can sing.
She can sing.
I mean, she can sing.
She can sing. I won't go so far as say she can sing with the A.
Right. My favorite Keisha Cole song is Heaven Sent.
Heaven Sent? I mean, Keisha Cole got some joints. Let's see.
But that's just me.
But I'm telling you, like, niggas, pay attention to your women. Because when she played, I should have cheated. Make sure your girl ain't really going hard on that song. Because that's going to be a telltale sign of where you at in the status of your relationship.
If she got it on repeat, bro. Listen.
If she get up and start performing, it's not looking good, kid. It's not looking good.
That wasn't the woman's anthem at one time. Because all women say men are dogs. Majority, and I ain't gonna say all. I apologize to the sisters that uplift their men.
They kings.
You know what I mean?
They uplift their kings.
A majority of women says that all men are dogs and ain't shit. So they gonna be talking that cheated shit. They gonna be saying that loud.
Bro, I changed my mind. Oh, man, it's gonna get crazy, man. I'm telling you, I'm not saying Ashanti ain't good, but she might need to recruit the rule for this.
I can dig that.
She might need to recruit the rule for this. Hell, bring Vita and Charlie Baltimore.
I just think she underrated.
Who underrated?
Ashanti.
I think she had a supporting cast with her. I mean, she had help, man.
She from an era where teams were.
Yeah.
It's like a 4-year difference between the start of their careers. Because Ashanti's debut album dropped like 2001. Keisha Cole's dropped like 2005. So, I mean, I think, you know, but Keisha Cole got a lot of them. I'm not going to say they male bashing songs, but they are some hot button topic songs. She got the joint she did with Monica, Trust. That's going to be one.
That's tough.
She got the joint she did. It was a little more up-tempo. She had like Remy Ma on it. Oh, man. I think it's called You. That shit going to be crazy, too.
But see, Ashanti got bangers. When I mean by bangers, I'm talking about radio bangers, not just for women. See, a lot of women.
She better play Wonderful, and I want to hear R. Kelly's verse. Fuck your verse. Let's hear R. Kelly. If it wasn't for the money, cars, and movie stars, you know what I mean?
I don't think she's going to play it just because of the things we're going through.
I know.
But, yo, when she
somebody's got to show some love to Kels, because Kels didn't fuck with a lot of niggas that been on these verses.
When she dropped that Lori South size, that's a guaranteed victory.
Hey,
what? Yeah, just the South side?
Yeah. Maybe Lori will come through and do it.
Yo, that'd be tough.
You know, it'd be dope, because they both got joints with other people. I mean, I remember Keisha Cole got, like, I think a joint with Jaheim. be nice if you know somebody could just slide in there and just perform it with them. That'd be real.
But what
real
special moment. What bangers do Shanti got by herself with nobody, no guests, nothing? That's a Shanti
baby.
That's a banger too. That's a banger.
It is. Baby. It's a banger. Baby, 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 baby.
And but foolish, see, that was Foolish big. Got big on it, right?
Not Foolish itself, no. Unfoolish, okay. Which is the remix.
Okay.
They put the big verse on there.
Okay.
That's it was only right.
That's a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, I mean, because they sample, you know, One More Chance for the joint, so you gotta kind of, show love there.
Oh, Shanti ain't got no damn bangers, yo.
Oh, yeah. Well, Shanti sing Love.
Well, her love ain't fucking with Keisha Cole love.
No, not Sean. I'm talking about with Keisha Cole. When you hear that motherfucker, bing, 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 bing,
bing, it's over. That's a win.
It's not gonna be like this. Play good next. We just gonna give that to her.
She got it.
She got it. You gotta know what you're doing here. I mean, one thing we've talked about a lot is that your playlist is really gonna.
Yeah, Tweety.
What do you say?
You gotta go home.
You gotta go home.
You gotta go home, man.
Go ahead,
get home, man.
Bro, I was looking for that gift the other day for Uncle Rico. He was sucking that shit. I was like, man, I wish I could find that shit. You see Irv Gotti, Ja Rule. You gotta go home.
That's some real respect shit, though. Gotta go
on, man. But you know, Shanti, yeah, she got the drink, but she sang the hook for The Game's Pain. She could play that, you know, good little West Coast joint. She got the drink with Tupac. Damn, so that's a good joint. If Shanti play Unfoolish, then Keisha Cole gotta play Your Cards Right. And, you know, paying homage to some of the greats that ain't here.
What's the one she got with Jeezy? Don't she got one with Jeezy?
Dreaming.
Is it Dreaming? Ladies, that was out. Okay, that was out.
Right. I wish I owned the rights to some of this music, because we would get busy.
Playing
we would
right
get
now,
busy
like,
right now.
Tell you the truth, I'm not all that excited about this.
This is not a battle for me personally.
You know what I'm saying?
But so, one thing that we do, Drunk Umps and you know our conglomerate, we always get together when these things happen, because you know we're all connoisseurs of music, so we appreciate those moments, you know what I mean? But watch your girl when them Keisha Cole songs play.
Right.
Then somebody this week said something about Keisha Cole was talking about the shit she going through, the man, and all Shanti songs about trying to stay with a man through all the bullshit and everything. So like they have two different
perspectives.
I'm with Ashanti.
As men, you should be rooting for Ashanti.
Yo, big ups to Ashanti.
Oh, that Rain on Me. I forgot about that. Damn.
Rain on me.
Forgot about that.
Ooh.
Yeah, see? She got some bangers.
not just that. What else? Baby. You know, it's a long way down. Yeah, Keisha Cole got some joints too. It should be entertaining, if nothing else. Then I want to see who's going to hop on live and say, well, I'm calling this person out.
That's how I started.
Hold on,
Shanti was calling Keisha out, right?
No, Keisha Cole. She said Shanti was good.
Whoa.
Was pop.
Whoa. That was was that the DMX and the Snoop, or that was the Jada Kiss?
It might have been DMX's. It was something. Bad. It was something, but it definitely.
It's going down. So that's all you got to do. All your haters out there, right? Let's call your hater out.
Invite them.
Invite them to wherever you want to invite them to.
Invite them to the
arena. A stumble, a single, a dance song. Do it. Why not?
Why not?
Fuck it. It's the worst thing that happened. You're already beeping.
Altercation.
Might get me.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Might go Nate.
Whatever. That could happen.
There's a possibility that could happen with a lot of things, though.
I've been seeing a lot of women is picking Keisha. I noticed that.
You know how that's going. You know how that's going to shake, man.
I mean,
because Keisha Cole it's confirmed she can sing. Ashanti is up for debate.
I mean, it's not about just vocals, though. We ain't, it's not a sing-off. If this was a sing-off, hands right. down, them two wouldn't be in the ring together. If it was a sing-off.
Right.
We talk about hits. We talk about good songs that you play. I like songs. This is what I like. This is not just my song vibe, right?
All I know is Ashanti better not play no music from her Christmas album just because it's December.
It is December, though.
Let it go.
I'm like this, right? If it's like you got 15 people in the room and shit, all of a sudden a DJ put on a throwback, and everybody that's starting like, yo,
Ashanti got some joints that
she got some joints that don't
work. She got some joints she ain't gonna be able to play because we already talked about, you know, the R. Kelly joint, her, Ja Rule, and then, you know, when the Bull, she did a song with the Bull, Tory Lanez. I doubt she's gonna bring that out.
Well, listen, man, I've seen a lot of features on the verses, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, man. Listen.
And then look, right? So, you know, Ashanti.
She was fucking Nelly too, so she could, cause she used some of Nelly. She was fucking.
They did a song or two.
I ain't Nelly. Talking about that. I said she was fucking, so she got access to his catalog.
Nah, she don't.
I'm asking, bro.
First of all, Nelly already did his verses and got spanked. So that's a bad draw right now.
Bro, I'm just saying, bro. Damn, I got another rules.
They give you access, man.
I'm just saying. I wonder if we're gonna see anybody from Murder Inc. in the building.
I mean, cause you know, it kind of like they mental because Lloyd, he went his own way. You know what I mean? He can't talk about it. That's what he said his last song, True.
Well, I can't talk about it. Murder Inc. got caught up in legalities right. because, you know, Irv was cool with Preem. And then when Preem got indicted, they were saying that Preem was funneling drug money through Murder Inc.
Mm.
So they froze their assets. And that was pretty much the start of the fall for Murder Inc.
Right.
Because, you know, Preem got married. Gotti was in the wedding party. They brought all that shit.
Yeah, that Ja Rule and Shanti shit. Tough. That's a winner chicken dinner.
Which one? Always On Time?
No, the I think
Mesmerize?
Mesmerize. That's my shit, yo. I ain't Snoop either.
Sure you did. Me, call it what you want to call it.
That time of year.
I got you.
The time of year.
I got you, bro. I got you. I feel you good. You good. Trust me, you good.
Hey, yo, what you... All right, night. Since we talk about these women and these songs and the emotions, their feelings, what you think about the story with the girl, Anne Marie? Ooh. The one that shot her, so-called... Shot her boyfriend in the head.
I'm not familiar with the story.
Okay, let me tell you the story. What happened?
Allegedly.
That's what I said. I said allegedly.
No,
because this is going to go. This going to go on topic and off topic. I mean, because it's going to go.
I expect nothing less from you at this point.
Listen, the report says that right. Officers was called to the scene. Right?
Okay.
They said that when they came, man, the woman was just, she was like. Screaming, yelling, crying, whatever it was. But the officer said in the report there was no tears though, but she was just screaming. Like loud. Man laying there, headshot wound to the head.
Got there.
Found two shell casings, one by the bathroom, one in front of the bed. So, and they found another bullet like on the edge of the bed. She said, told the officer that he had the gun fell off the dresser, and the gun went off and he shot himself in the head. That's where her story that she gave to the officer.
That's a hard story to sell in court.
That's the story, and she's sticking with it.
I mean, it was only two of y'all there, and one of them dead.
But
I like your chances.
Bro, listen, she lost already. She fucked up already because there was two shells. That means two shots were fired.
That meant, okay, he dropped the gun. It went off.
You ever see a gun go off bung by itself? No, I'm going to say. Nah. It's not gonna do it, bro. That's
I've seen a gun drop and discharge.
Yeah.
But I've never seen a gun discharge more than one bullet.
Bullet, yeah,
right.
So this is where she's losing already. But
Uncle Rico, she did that shit.
The women got her back though. The women said, like, she deserved to be let free, let go. But she did bail out though. She on house arrest right now. She can't leave the country. She can't leave this. Like, she can't drive.
That's love, because if that was a man, you ain't getting bail. You gonna sit.
If that was a nigga, like, yo, all the women would be protesting in front of the motherfucking jailhouse, like, you motherfucker, you wrong and everything. But they saying that she was fed up the way he was treating her. So did this man deserve to get shot in the head? Mm. Not the arm, not the ass.
I mean,
not the stomach.
I mean, at least Lorraine Bobbitt just cut off the dick.
Whoa, John, damn, John.
She ain't killed a nigga.
But we done with that, John. We ain't want to talk about that no more. That was saying. Horrific, bro.
Right. How the fuck she get
shoot
bombed?
Me, don't
that's what I want. How the shoot fuck me. She get bombed?
But yeah, she got bombed. She bailed out. I don't know who bailed her out. Maybe the women organization bailed her out. Somebody bailed her out. Somebody got her out of jail.
It was the element OP people.
I'm with that. How the fuck she get out of jail? But was did she have a right to do?
Now, if he was in the middle of fucking her up and she grabbed a gun to defend herself, that's one thing.
But she should have said that though.
But they saying like, but you from what you told me. There's no tears.
That's what the officer said.
And ain't no, so that means
she could have cried her tears out. I cried before. I had no tears. So I'm not going to knock
it. Even when you cry, it still looks like you was crying once you're done crying. Your face be puffy. Your eyes be
facts.
Red.
Facts.
Now, mind you, the nigga is the nigga laying there dead. So even if you didn't mean to kill him.
She might have been in shock, though.
She could have been.
The energy definitely different.
She said the guy, the officer, the report said that. Guy was unconscious and everything. He was in critical condition, like rushing to hospital and everything. But the story's not making no sense at all when she said the gun went off by itself, as in he shot himself when he dropped the gun. When they found the two shell casings, and this one I didn't get, they found two shell casings and a regular bullet in front of the bed. Like, wait a minute.
So that was loaded it? Like I somebody, forgot. You remember that movie 50 Cent did? He was fucking a white bitch in it. Was it called Gun? I think it was called Gun. And like the nigga was talking shit to 50 at the bar, right? And he had a shot in a glass, very similar to this. And 50 just put a bullet in his glass and was like, where are we going with this? Did she do that? She had a bullet on the motherfucking nightstand, like, where are we going with this?
But no, but this for the cops. Listen, man, y'all gotta watch 48. Well, because I don't own a gun. I don't have a gun, so I can't really tell y'all. I can only go by TV. If you got your gun, you cock your gun, you cock it back, right? If you cock it back and hold it, the bullet that's in the chamber could come out.
Right.
So what the cops said, the officer saying they found two shell cases and somebody cocked it, so the bullet came out, so they cocked it again, put another bullet in there. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? That's what if you read the
so
report.
So they had an unspent shell. On the floor.
So no way in the world that gun could go by itself. That's what the cops saying. But my thing is, why you ain't charging for murder if y'all got all this evidence like y'all saying y'all got?
True.
They charged
him. Oh, he ain't dead.
He ain't dead yet. That's why he ain't dead. So they probably gonna wait for his response, get his side of the story. I guess. I don't know.
Bro, who knows how long this could take?
It's yeah, no.
Shot wound to the head.
Nah, they said it went through the bullet. They were saying the bullet went through. I don't know, it's cheek or head, something like that. And kept on going and hit the wall.
Okay.
So the bullet that went.
Ah, shit, son, pull off. Oh, shit. You know what I mean? But, I mean, it's a crazy set of circumstances. See, I guarantee you, before that situation played out, she was listening to Keisha Cole. I just feel it in my bones. Something's telling me that's what was happening.
But, yo, do you get that mad at somebody and shoot somebody in the face? That's what my uncle talked to y'all about, actually y'all. Like, could you get that mad at somebody that you can shoot somebody that you said you care about? First of all, the reports ain't saying girlfriend and boyfriend. The report is saying childhood friends, meaning that they've been together for that long, meaning they grew up together.
That means he stole some shit. He talked about her mama or her kid or something. I think, well, the thing about it is this, right? It's a thin line between a situation where, all right, we can fight and get this shit over with, and then, all right, nigga, I'm gonna kill you. Like niggas really got that type of gear. It was like, you know, I'm mad at you, now I want you to die. And this is how niggas die every day, B. Like, there's no way around.
No, I'm talking, like, my thing is like this, right? If you say you care about somebody, you love somebody, right? If you get that mad at somebody, right?
That you love.
That you love, right? They said there's a thin line between love and hate. Mm-hmm. I gotta see the graph though. I need to see it. I need to see it. I want to see this. I want to see it. But
it's funny. I was watching that shit on Netflix last night. Thin line between love and hate.
Yo, so like, cause my thing is like this: if you love that person, and then you be the one that kill that person, that will put you in a place that
right.
you've never been before. That's a place that who want to be in that place, because this is the person you love. This is the person that drove you to hate. And now where you at now, knowing that you killed this person. Now listen. Let's go back to back in the day, women tear my clothes up, throw them out the window, bleach them.
I bust the windows out your car.
Stab the tires. That shit can be replaced. We can get back together 2 weeks later. I'm sorry. Here go a new car. Man. Here go some new clothes. How can you apologize for shooting somebody in the face?
Left Eye burnt down Andre Rison's mansion.
Because
he had like 20 pairs of sneakers and not one was in her size.
And he bailed her out though. Did you know that?
That is the definition.
He bailed her out though.
That is the definition of toxic.
Word. He bailed her out.
That is the definition of toxic without even thinking about it.
I don't, man.
I know niggas that they got stabbed by their girl and they bail them out. Nigga, she just stabbed you.
Now, stab is different. To me.
Stab, stabby.
No, six stabs
out. You're a different type of person.
Nah. I'm gonna tell you why.
Because you could be scared and shoot a nigga. Yo, but for you to stab a nigga,
nah,
you gotta get up close personal.
Hey, yo, shout out to the broke cast podcast.
The broke print podcast. I got you, bro. I got you.
Yeah, the bro podcast, man. Yo, they would have a discussion about it. It was about the women feeling that a man is a man, a woman is a woman. At the end of the day, like a man is more masculine and everything, so a woman will feel kind of a little threatened by a man a little bit. So maybe. Mm-hmm. To see her grab a knife to feel more on the even split scale. On the even scale.
It's
2020 what?
I'm not sure if that right in 2020.
What, the knife?
Nah, not the knife. The woman feeling as though.
Oh, no. But they had a great. Y'all gonna go watch that podcast. It was great. It was a great discussion, yo.
Shout out to the Bro Print. Those brothers doing good work. Malik, Saquon.
Yo, somebody said Rico looked different.
Lost weight.
Yeah, we finally got home for Rico to really commit to his
Christmas diet.
Yeah. Now we gotta commit to herbal life.
Shout out to the pears. You know what I mean?
We got Uncle Rico to commit to that herbal life, and look at skinny and shit, his shirt droopy and shit, you know what I mean? The cone face Gucci. Slim.
Cone Gucci over.
My boy.
Yo, what's up with Wayne, man? Sold all his
Lil Wayne reportedly sold his masters for $100 million.
And he pleaded guilty.
When I first seen that he sold his masters, shout out to Hood Carney on the post that I was reading. He was like, it's gotta be to pay for legal fees. And then when I seen that he pled guilty for a gun charge, and he's already a felon, he's already done time for a gun charge, so he's looking at 10 years.
And so it don't matter, like, why you, like, that's, it don't make sense. That, it don't make sense. Something ain't right, man.
Gotta be another word.
My boy got threatened, man. He got threatened to selling that shit, man.
Or he really think he gonna lose, because I'm when a nigga plead guilty.
Off now. Bro. Listen, he gotta get off now.
Listen, no, he said he lost. He pled guilty of a convicted felon already.
No, when I say get off, I mean,
so what, he paid the judge?
Somebody in charge, bro.
I mean, they probably told him, you know, you plead guilty.
He sold his masters.
Right. Now you giving up something for that, for my mom.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, he ain't trying to give up his motherfucking freedom.
Right.
Fuck them masters, you say.
Fuck them records. I make more. That's a business decision. They say stabbing someone is like stabbing a pig skin. That shit is rough.
Whoa.
I believe so.
Oh, they say. I thought you knew. I'm back.
Allegedly.
I thought you knew. I'm about to say.
Allegedly. We can't put nobody's business out there.
apologize.
What else, man? Y'all see the bull from Texas? They executed him.
Oh yeah,
man. I didn't see that.
So here's what happened, right? I don't know if it was two black dudes, but the black dude is the one who was executed this week. They turned around, and it was him and another dude, and they killed two youth pastors.
Oh.
In Texas. And the youth pastors just happened to be white.
Were they robbing them? Or, like, what made them, like...
Well, the dude who got executed today, well, I won't say today, this week, he turned around the way his side was like this. The other dude actually killed him, right? And
it pops.
The other dude actually shot the people, but they were saying that one of the youth ministers, this is where the heart of the debate started. They got shot by the other bull, but then the bull, the black dude, he burnt the car with their bodies in it. So the argument is that, you know, during the initial trial, which this happened back in like 2000. So the dude's been on death row for 20 years. And it turns out that his argument, and then he actually was endorsed by your boy Trump. Kim Kardashian was trying to help it. They was trying to get him a stay.
Oh, that's when she got it, said that she getting to the...
When she said she was...
Illegal. Yeah. Okay.
So when the initial trial took place, they said the prosecution withheld evidence that showed that the woman was not going to live regardless from the gunshot wound. But they was trying to charge him with capital murder because they saying he burned her alive. So this evidence came out saying that no, she was dead, she was going to die from her wounds, and she turned around, and because that happened, that's how they was trying to get him, just like either life in prison.
Wait a minute.
Where are you from?
Texas. All this happened in Texas.
But he did.
He burnt the car. He burnt the car with the body.
He did shoot.
No, the black boy didn't shoot her. His accomplice did the shoot.
Okay. So he thought did he think they were dead or were they still alive?
He was under the impression that they were dead, but he was just burning the car. Now what they did say is the dude, since he got convicted, they said he spent the last 20 years, you know, doing everything right, and you know,
you gotta put yourself in the family member's shoes, right? And you gotta answer that question from their side too, just as well looking at it. From the outside. See, we're looking at it from the outside. Now imagine you one of the family members like looking at it and answering that question right now.
It'd be different if they off this nigga in like 2002, but you had him on death row for 20 years.
Man, if somebody kill my family, bro, have you on death row for 40 years, then I come here and kill you, motherfucker.
Well, that's not really an option for the family where the family can come in and kill you. But I get what you're saying. But I don't think that was an option, unfortunately.
Because in their eyes, he burnt them alive. In their eyes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, right. Like, but the crazy part is, even the some of the family, one of the youth minister's family was like, you know, we forgive him because, you know, for whatever reason, they decided to forgive him. And he was like, you know, his thing was.
Bro, I said some things can't be forgiven for, bro. Some beef is everlasting.
Eternal.
Like something you cannot apologize for. I be telling people this all the time. Just because you apologize don't make everything better. It don't make you right at all.
I mean,
it don't take away pain. It don't take away the fucking memories. It don't get rid of nothing to me. It's just a fucking word that people throw around just because they got caught. What if you never got caught? Would he still apologize? Would he apologize? I'm sorry. I ain't mean to burn him. I burnt your fucking family 20-something years ago. Nah. Don't apologize because you got caught.
True. I mean,
like they say what dudes do. Dudes only apologize when they get caught. That's what they say.
Fuck they. Fuck they. Fuck they, them.
He said fuck they, them.
All them motherfuckers. But yeah, it was crazy. That That joint got a lot of traction. What's up with this other joint we heard about this week? Talking about you can't fly unless you're vaccinated.
Yo, listen, I got to look more into it because somebody tried to, people are saying that it's only if you're leaving the country. But the way the CDC talk about, I get on there every day. Everybody should be on the CDC website. Free. It's free, everybody. You don't got to pay nothing to read, to know what the fuck's going on. The so-called know what the fuck's going on. This big-ass pandemic that's going on, the CDC website is ahead of everything. Okay. So, but they were saying something about where the government will never make nobody take the vaccine. They would never do that. In the history of government, they'll never make nobody take it. But what they will do is, right, they'll make hospitals, meaning that, like, hospitals, the hospital staffs, they will have to take it. They give it to the job branches or corporate businesses and everything. So they'll let them deal with it, as in, like,
make nobody... you make your company...
Yes, meaning like if I own a restaurant or a franchise like Walmart or something like that, you cannot come to my facility unless you have been vaccinated. They're giving them, like, letting them
power of attorney,
if you want to call it that. Yeah, without, so we won't be mad at the government.
You can't
get mad at the government now.
We didn't say it; they said it.
Yeah, so it's gonna be real tough. It's gonna be real tough, like tough.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you can't go in the store and buy no groceries if you ain't get vaccinated. And you like, I ain't getting vaccinated, so you can't buy no groceries.
I mean, but then, you know,
now, what do you do then?
But the main thing that we've all heard is that, you know, I've seen this post a lot of times. They talk about the years that AIDS has been out there, the years that cancer diagnosis has been out there, the common cold, all these things where they're saying, like, yo, you know, you never found a vaccine for any of these things, but all of a sudden a pandemic hits in less than a year, we have a vaccination for it.
They got a vaccine for a lot of things.
They got a vaccine, but yo,
they got people, a vaccine for AIDS.
They got a vaccine for the flu, but people still get the flu every day, bro.
Yeah.
So what's the
they
point?
They got a vaccine for cancer. No. Oh, okay.
But what's the point?
Cancer is not a virus.
So what is? It's a disease. Right?
I think you're too relaxed for this conversation. You got to relax, relax it.
I'm just saying.
Yo, but what he's saying is this, right? They've been had a flu vaccine, right? For years, right? But people still get the flu every day, B, with the vaccine still out there, right?
Right.
So they make it a point about getting the vaccine, right? Ain't people still going to get the COVID even though they got a vaccine?
That's a legitimate question.
I'm just saying, bro.
So what are you getting the vaccine for if it's not fixing them? If the vaccine could eradicate something, that's one thing.
Usually so you can be asymptomatic.
But how you test positive for something that you asymptomatic? How am I testing positive, but I'm showing no forms of, what do they call it, symptoms? Explain that. I need somebody to explain it to me. It don't have to be you. I ain't going to put that pressure on you. But you know what I mean? If you're telling me I'm positive for virus, but you can't tell me I don't have any symptoms, so how am I positive for it? I mean, after a certain point in time, right? Cut the red tape and just start asking basic questions. I'm not showing no symptoms, but you're telling me I got it. How?
If a blind person can't see red, does it mean it's not red?
How do you know it's red then? Somebody had to tell him it's red, right?
I think you hurt yourself. I think you hurt yourself with that argument.
Yeah.
I think you hurt yourself with that argument.
Yeah. I think you hurt yourself with that argument. Yo, people face this argument and stuff from the vaccine.
But why wouldn't they? Because you don't even know what's in the vaccine that they're sticking you with. They're just telling you what it's supposed to protect you from.
Is what?
Balls palsy.
That's
balls palsy. That's why they're getting balls palsy from getting the COVID vaccine. this shit sound like a motherfucking any type of motherfucking pill commercial that you see on regular TV.
Right, right.
They'd be like, oh, are you suffering from irritable bowel syndrome?
Oh,
take this pill. It'll make you it'll get rid of your.
You always got a way to side effects, man.
First of all, because it's not natural. Anything that's unnatural has a side effect.
Right.
So that's why these, like John said, the fucking commercials, it'd be a fucking bright, sunny motherfuckers riding a bike with two kids and everything, happy ever after. Right. You want to get rid of this headache, right?
Right.
And then right before, 3 seconds before the commercial go off, the nigga talk so fast.
First of all, he gave you a minute and 30 seconds worth of information. Side effects to death, diarrhea.
That's two.
Your uncle died.
Side effect, you start listening to the side effects, you'd be like, well, you know what? Irritable bowel syndrome don't sound that bad. Maybe I'll just take a lot of shits and I won't like it.
2.2 out of 100 people.
But listen, bro.
If a side effect is gonna make my motherfucking face get stuck and be like, I look surprised for the rest of my life. Like,
side effects do be crazy.
Yes, they do.
Hey, bro, how you gonna tell me, bro? You saying that this medicine gonna cure my headache, right? But guess what it could do though? It could fuck my liver up, fuck my spleen up, fuck my bowel moving it up.
Right, right.
Fuck, give me my vision could be lost.
Right.
And my memory could be gone.
Right.
So why would I fuck that headache?
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm trying to say.
My rebuttal to that is.
It's not a rebuttal. I'm not done yet, though.
Hold on. Just that part.
How you gonna rebuttal that?
They live. He a friend. You know what I'm saying? My rebuttal to that is one of your side effects was lost memory. What if my symptom is lost memory and the side effect is a small rash? You taking your memory back.
But listen, bro. No, listen to what I'm trying to say.
I'm taking your memory back, but now you're looking like Tyrone Biggums. You over here itching all the time.
hey, bro.
Everybody calling you dusty.
Bro, you missing it, bro. This is why I'm going to be so... Right? This is my only problem with science and everything, right?
Right.
And doctors, right? We put too much faith in doctors.
Blind faith
in doctors.
Like the faith motherfuckers be having in God.
Word.
And doctors.
They put it in doctors. That's because the doctor. Listen, I never forget when I took my daughter to the motherfucking the doctor's office and everything, right? She had got a surgery on her arm and everything. So like she was having pain. So the doctor was like, yo, well, you take these, right? Take these pills right here. Give them to her. If they don't work, if they don't do nothing for the pain, you just come back. Or if she having any kind of symptoms, just come back and we'll try some more pills.
Right.
Like, so you want to keep doing this? You just experiment on my motherfucking daughter. You just giving her shit and hoping it work. If it don't work, give her these pills.
Right.
If this don't work, give her these fucking pills.
Come on, we can't keep doing that
to ourselves.
Let's throw shit on the wall and see what sticks.
Based on history.
But yo, bro, this is what I'm trying to say is, bro. First of all, bro, one thing you can't take back and give somebody back is life.
Based on grass. You can't
give somebody back life, bro. You can't apologize and say you fucked up. It's all with science. You cannot do that to people, bro.
But that's the basis.
We need some other volunteers like you that believe in shit like that. You come up there and take the virus. We all gonna take it. Oh, Leon, good.
I'm not a believer in deregulation. FDA to push viruses out in a quick amount of time instead of testing it right.
How can you test it right? You'll never test it right.
I'm a believer. Right?
But you're not gonna get accurate information without years of testing.
Right.
Without years of testing, right. Different type of people.
Even when they did that, bro, look how many kids is being affected by these vaccinations. That's getting these Down syndromes and all these other diseases.
Autism
and everything, bro. Like that. Come on, bro. You can't. How can you apologize for that? How can you say one out of 100? I don't want that statistic. Fuck that.
What if I'm the one?
If I got a baby going to get a needle, why would I want my baby to take a chance, even if it's one out of 100? I don't want my baby to take that chance.
How do you know? My thing about it is this, right? And this is like what science is, right? This is like, you know, all the people who believe in that shit. Science is pretty much the science of figuring it out. One of my favorite TV shows I used to like to watch was House.
Right.
So when you watch the episode of House, right? it's an hour long episode, right? And for like 45 minutes of the episode, you seen them trying to diagnose the problem and they thinking it was one thing. And then they was treating that thing and then that wasn't working. And then they treated this, that didn't work, or the person got worse, the person came close to dying, and then, you know, in the last 10 minutes, okay, we found the cure. But we had to sit here and fucking damn near kill you three times just for us to find the cure. Bro, those are not good fucking odds. If anything's gonna leave me permanently scarred, disfigured, or dead.
Half of those people were on their deathbed when I watched the show.
They were on their deathbed, and then all of a sudden he found the cure, and now they're living their fucking life.
Right.
But part of the reason, trial and error. So when we use words like trial and error, right? If you think about it like this, right? If I tell you like, yo, you could do this, and this might happen, and this might not happen, right? But then you do it. And then you turn around and be like, oh, nobody thought that this could happen. But now this has been introduced into this the equation.
Right.
So what are we going to do about that? And because now we as a medical staff, we induced this problem. We got to fix that problem and still figure out what the original problem was. Bro, that is a lot of fucking science and trial and error. And right. I'll be honest with you, if you're smart, you don't want to be the fucking guinea pig.
You never want to be.
Hey, yo, like, what's the show? One of the greatest movies that, well, when it came out of time. I'm Legend. I'm Legend, when she had the cure for cancer. And then gave it to everybody, was curing cancer. She cured all the cancer and everything, didn't have a side effect. Everything that you drop instantly will have a side effect. Everything got a side effect. Anything that don't come natural will have a side effect.
Yeah, I agree.
So, this is what we're going to do, man. I'm waiting for the fifth wave. At least the fifth wave. I'm waiting for the fifth wave.
I'm the same way with the PS5. I'm waiting for the fifth wave.
Yo, so when I started seeing how it's going and everything, I'm still not a fan of vaccines. I don't take the flu shot. First of all, the reason why
I've never had the flu in the last 13 years, and the last time I had flu symptoms was when I took the flu shot.
But the reason why I don't take the flu shot, this is why I don't take the flu shot is, right? Because I remember when the motherfucking signs out in front of Rite Aid, it was like $59.99 for a flu shot, right?
Oh yeah, it dropped.
It was like $59.99, right? Then it dropped it like 2 years later, dropped to $39.99 or something like that.
They
then it
was only $25.
Like $25 and shit, right? Yeah. And all of a sudden I'm riding past, almost had an accident too. I looked at the sign said free flu shot. I said, what the fuck? Free? Oh, they killing motherfuckers now, yo. That's what I know.
Something
it's some bullshit.
Right.
It's not right. You went from charging motherfuckers almost $60 for a flu shot to free. Come on, I give it to you for free. What? Free? And let's bring your ass here.
And you remember, an old adage is you get what you pay for.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. It don't make no sense. But I'm not taking no vaccine, man. Free.
Only the fall 22.
Well, I don't know what fall.
But that's how we got. I mean,
if you really
you brought up science earlier, man. That's how we got to the opioid epidemic. Motherfuckers started giving you pills for your pain, but then they charged you out the ass for your pills.
Right.
And now you still in pain, and you still got to find ways to supplement the pain.
Or like
that's how we got here.
Pills is a temporary fix. It's not no like nothing permanent. It's nothing. First of all,
pills cure a symptom.
There's no cure. We're gonna keep like gonna keep it 100. Pills is dope. And cast out pot pills. They really should say I take
dope. Because right. What happens? What happens is when they can't get the perks and stuff no more, they get dope.
It's opium. It's opium. Yeah. So you're dope.
Perks,
head, not pill head.
Valium. What else? All that shit.
Oh, it's perks, yeah. All that shit. It's all dope. It's all.
Yo, when it stopped working, B.
Pain mediation.
I'm done, B. When it stopped. Yo, bro, when it stopped working, I'm done.
But that's what leads to people making these type of decisions is that pain, trying to alleviate pain, and they're saying, yo, I took all the over-the-counter shit. Now I'm taking shit over anybody's counter. And now, again, we throwing shit on the wall and see what sticks. Well, try Coke this week. Nope. Perks. Oh, it stuck, but then it fell off. Dope. Boom. We got a winner. Dope is what it is.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Booger sugar for me. I mean, good.
I mean, but like, it's crazy, but like, that, this is where we at, though. Like, this is where we at. Like, I would,
society will have you believe that there's a pill that can cure everything going on with you. Or some type of treatment.
Never in life has there been
a cure. They never cured anything. I mean, well, no.
Through medicine.
Okay. I'm about to say, because first of all.
Nah, don't say medicine, because you know natural holistic medicine does work.
But my thing is, right, the greatest cure is inside you. Like you, your body is made to fight against all natural diseases. But meaning that if it's an unnatural, right, and somebody died instantly, right, that means that was something that was created in a laboratory. You're not going to die instantly from something from nature like that. Because your body going to fight against something from nature. If you believe in the fake ass shit, the Big Bang theory, evolution, that we all came from a cell, an atom, and all that stuff that came from the same source, right? That means we all one, right? We all part of the same source. So what can hurt you can cure you, right? That's what it's supposed to be. It's fake ass evolution, that shit they taught us in school. Yeah, right? Right? So the shit that's these viruses that they putting out now, they creating laboratories, man. That's why our body is taking so long to fight against them, yo.
All I'm saying is, and it was said in the stream and everything, side effects is crazy. Just give motherfuckers the cure, because if you're gonna tell me you got 40, 100, 50 years of research and you can't find a cure, then that's what you need to say. Be like, listen, we tried all this shit, it ain't work. You know what I mean? So if y'all can come up with something, let us know.
But we ain't taking that shit right now. This weed right here.
Yeah.
Or the second weed.
Or the third.
This alcohol gonna protect us.
Like you said, I think they might make us.
I mean, they gonna make us, because at the end of the day, because
you still gonna have a choice.
At the end of the day, what they doing? See, they smart, man.
Be very limited in what you're doing.
What they doing is, right, they closing down all the mom and pop stores, right? Meaning that the only access we gonna have to get groceries, to get food and everything, is the big food chains. The big food chains like Walmart, Costco, all them big stores like that and everything. So they the ones going implement the motherfucker that you gotta have a vaccination before you come into the outside these stores. Now the CDC and the government said that every other store gotta be closed down. So you can't go to the mom and pop store to get some vegetables and some different things like canned goods and stuff like that. They closed. So you gotta come see us. But you better have that motherfucker's certificate that said that you just got vaccinated. Or you can't come in here.
It's cornering the market.
Think about it, man.
It's cornering the market. That's how you get it.
This shit is the what they call it, the reset. It's the reset of the world and everything. Everybody said that they want to, like, this is not the normal. Let's go back to the normal. Like, my thing is, to me, the normal was fucked up too. Don't forget, we were still dealing with some bullshit. Even before the shit happened, we was having problems with the fucking whole... The whole system.
Right. That's a good point, Mika. Should look at what we put in our bodies. That's not natural, like the food, all these chemicals. That's a very accurate point. You have to be very conscientious of the things that you're putting in your body.
Big fact.
Because your body is built to fight off one thing at a time. But if you're putting 20 different things in there, your body's on overload. It's only going to still fight one thing at a time.
And they process after school process.
I think 98% of the food that sells in supermarkets is processed, right?
Not processed. Even the organic stuff.
You still gotta be cautious.
Yo, even motherfuckers like me, sometimes I get behind myself and everything. I'm thinking I'm doing something like we all stop doing the sugar energy drinks and everything like that, right? But once you start doing your research and everything, right? Whenever something said artificial, anything inside there, that means that artificial,
which supposed to be there,
is not natural. That means it was created. Like, that means that wasn't supposed to be inside your body. So that's worse than the regular sugar cane that we thought was being too much for our body. Anything that says that's artificial flavor, you should not put inside your fucking body. And if you go to your house, right, go inside your cabinets, right now, that liquor is not artificial flavor, bro.
I'm looking. It's making sure. Making sure.
Go inside your cabinets. Go inside your cabinets and everything. I guarantee you, everything inside your refrigerator, everything inside your cabinet is artificial. Got artificial flavor inside of it, unless you got a refrigerator full of vegetables.
Moderation. But even
that's sad. I mean, that's scary though, bro.
Moderation, bro.
Right. Artificial flavor sugar is the new coat. Like, kids get addicted to artificial flavor, bro. It's a new coat. It's a coat.
And the sugar.
Like, the sugar is addicted, but it's not the way they did it. They enhanced it, bro.
Right.
They enhanced it.
I agree.
It's not the regular sugar. Processed sugar is different.
Right.
Come on, baby.
Good.
I remember getting stalks of sugar cane back.
Yeah. I mean, sugar cane, too much of anything is bad for you. Too much pussy, too much girl, too much money, too much anything is bad for you.
It's probably a good point. You grow your own food. If you don't do it the right way, you can get fined. Save rainwater, you can get fined. But it's loopholes and everything.
Hey, yo.
This nigga said, this nigga Uncle Rico said, what? The kids,
did he say kids new coke?
Kids, the new coke is.
The coke is the processed sugar.
It's processed sugar, yep.
I mean,
it's scary though, bro. Because my kids love candy. I mean, all kids love candy.
Oh, right.
And we reward kids for doing something good and give them candy, right?
Oh, shit.
I mean,
if you listen to the concept of that, it just sounds like a fucking pet. Like, you know, if your dog
or robot,
he said robot. But it's the same type of shit. Like, you know, the same shit you do for your dog. If your dog does what you want, then you reward your dog with a treat. And you gotta be conscientious of what you're giving people. Like, you know what I mean? Because shit is crazy right now.
I mean, listen, man.
And then the crazy part is people are becoming lazy to the idea of hard work, and they're just more wrapped up in the idea of convenience.
Oh, that been like that, yo. Because
but it's just getting worse.
Motherfuckers be weighing 180 pounds. They want to get to 150 pounds, but they don't want to do nothing. Right. They want to go take fucking like 8 shakes a day and get down 100. How the fuck you gonna drink 8 shakes a day and get down lose like 50 pounds? How? What kind of shakes you drinking, motherfucker? You got coke in it?
Crack.
It's not gonna happen. You gotta do something different, like. You gotta work out. You gotta move.
That's the one thing.
Like, water.
Like
water.
Not this water either, Jeff. I'm just drinking it because it's available.
I said, hey John, I did say this. I say this to everybody. Bad water is better than no water.
True.
It is, Leon.
I heard. You all right?
You all right?
A little cramp. Okay,
well,
just check it.
He said, I'm about to say, don't put no water in your body, see what happens.
Oh, no, that's not
put bad water in your body.
But bad water, your body can fight against.
Your body can filter that out easier.
It can filter out, but it's going to take time. So now you got to get rid of the other bullshit that it got to process. Like John said, your body can only process one thing at one time. Fight against one thing at one time. But don't put no water in your body, see what happens. He ain't fighting against nothing.
Nothing.
That's what I said. Bad water is better than no water. That's what I'm saying.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah, stay hydrated. No matter what, stay hydrated. You got a fighting chance. Your body is 75% water.
Be active. Drink water.
Stay hydrated.
I'm telling you, man. Like it's a simple practice, and a lot of people don't even do it. Like I remember, like shit, we all around the same age. You remember drinking water, nigga? That was like water was a last resort. Water was a last resort.
And we only did a water hose.
Well, when you was thirsty, that motherfucking water hose, shit, this shit give it life right now.
And yo, like I don't want to cut
drink you out the kitchen sink.
And we drink it out anywhere.
What?
Man, I don't want to cut you all up right now, but yo, like I want to give I want to raise our glasses up. You got some of your glass? Amen. You got some of your glass? Nah, because like I mean, this like we need to do this daily. I mean, because like people forgetting about the fight that's going on, man. A lot of people battling cancer right now, man, and they getting overlooked with this COVID, man. Like
they trying to throw y'all into it though.
Like they throwing like yeah, like I mean,
man. R.I.P. to Debo.
Yep.
R.I.P. Debo. We don't know how he died yet, but R.I.P. Debo.
Tiny Lister, Debo, Zeus.
Right.
But yo, to anybody that's battling cancer, man, fighting cancer, man, miss some like lost somebody dealing with cancer, man, this shot for you, man. Listen, man, I know this virus got everybody in tune to the virus and everything. They're forgetting about the struggle. They're forgetting about the battle that is going on for 365 days a year for the last fucking years. And everybody that's watched cancer under the rug and everything, man, this is for y'all, man. Keep fighting, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Mika. I hope it's Mika. Said I said her name wrong earlier. I know what it looks like it's saying, but you like, never.
Yo, nah, but she got a fucking point right here, man.
Right. Don't trust anyone who doesn't drink water.
Know what the fuck she talking about. Like. She must have read one of my books before.
Nigga, what book? Nigga been writing a book for the last 10 years.
I have, yo. I had, but it's all up here.
I told the nigga. I said, I'll transcribe it. Just tell me what you want to say. He said, all right, we're going to do it. Stay woke. Many years later. But you know what I mean? Yeah, definitely. Okay, stay woke. True.
Nah, but that water's everything, man. And if you listen to all the greats like Dr. Africa, CB, right? People say it differently. Dick Gregory, they all talked about water. Like, that's the key. Water, sleep, exercise.
With 8 hours of rest.
No, stop, John. Whoa. Bro, I was once taught that in school too. You only about a person need 4 to 5 hours of sleep. Too much sleep can hurt you, yo. Blood don't flow the same way when you lay down too much. When you when you stagnate.
Shit, me, man. Nap save lives.
I know. You said a nap, John. You said a nap. We ain't say 8 hours of sleep. A nap.
I tried it. I want my 8 hours to
I'm gonna hurt now. I ain't trusting nobody else to drink water.
Like, bro, you want water? Nah, I'm good.
What? Get the fuck out of my house.
Nah,
you gotta go, bro.
Nah, son, you gonna drink this water or you gotta roll?
He said, niggas piss me. Dude, he tripping.
Niggas piss be Hennessy colored.
Word. And we gotta drink extra water.
Facts.
Because, like, you know what I mean? I do a gallon a day, no matter what. But I always do extra because I know I consume a little bit of alcohol, too.
Just a splash.
A little bit of alcohol. I drink a little bit extra. But I get my gallon in every day, no matter what. Sometimes, that's the first thing I do. I get my gallon in. Every fucking day.
Right. I go over my gallon too.
But first of all, I said get my gallon. I get my gallon before like 2 o'clock.
Listen.
Before two.
Because you be waking up at 2 o'clock someday.
Now that's different, though. That's different.
Don't worry about your skin, all that water.
Facts. That acne you complain about.
Water to bring you back.
Big facts, yo. Like big facts. And a lot of women, they always go get like lotions and everything to put on their skin.
Be careful, like, yeah.
Because all it does is clog your pores up. Any lotion, any substance that you rub on your skin, it clogs your pores up.
Your
body heals from the inside out, not the inside in. It learned from the inside out.
And you said from the inside in.
No, bro. I know what I'm saying.
I know what you meant.
All right, listen to what I'm saying.
Oh, so you said it like that on purpose. Right,
your body healed, bro.
From the inside out.
Not the outside in.
That's what we were saying.
That's what I said.
It was with you.
You stopped me, bro, because I was going somewhere with this.
All right.
So, you know, a lot of times people be trying to go get stuff like, you know, like when you see the skin cracking. Right. Like, oh, put lotion on. What you doing? You clogging up your pores, put lotion on. And that's layers of what you call it going on top of the pores and everything.
Not just
don't forget, your pores are there for a reason, bro. To sweat out toxins,
yeah, absolutely. But I'm gonna tell you another thing, not just lotions, but this is really problematic for women a lot. You gotta be cognizant of the shit that you're putting in your hair. Because you see people, they get the acne and bumps all across their forehead. That shit that you put in your hair is touching your skin. Yeah, so you have to be real. You have to be real cognizant of that. That being said, man, you can follow us on Facebook at Drunk Uncles Podcast.
Twitter at Drunk Onks Radio, Instagram at Drunk Onks Podcast, or you can go on drunkonkspodcast.com, get all this wonderful content from the season that never ends, that ended Uncle Rico's Iron Man streak.
Uncle Rico, you had the longest streak, bro.
If you want to know why Uncle Rico's not here, hit Uncle Rico.
Inboxing.
You know what I mean? But, fellas, it's been good.
But, yo, hey, Nana, hold before you go, listen, we about to go into another lockdown. Let's be ready. Guess what?
We ready.
We about to start our live broadcasting, bro. Tory Lanez, bro. Hey, Tory Lanez, stand aside, bro. Yo, handle what you got to do with Megan, bro. We going to start that shit up now, bro.
Yo, stop it. Anyway, man.
My boy Bushwick Bill, man.
Like the real Bushwick Bill?
The real one, that
does. Okay. I'll make it sure. I don't know if.
That's a you know. RIP, too.
RIP Bushwick Bill?
Yeah, his birthday just passed.
A word?
Yeah.
The nigga that punched on the cement?
His hands was all bloody.
Because he thought he was punching on a big ass nigga, but it was a cement.
My boy, he stood about 6 or 7 feet.
That's the nigga he thought
him asleep.
That he thought was.
See, first of all, if you listen to the lyrics, right? He said, "That's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep." Those, my friends, those are demons. When you fight niggas 6 or 7 feet and go sleep, you got some shit going on, man.
Drunk Unks Quarantine Radio coming soon.
Now we have
first lockdown.
We got.
No,
we don't want no copyrights. We don't want no problems like that. But we always gonna find a way. We always gonna find a way to give y'all content.
No, I said quarantine.
Yup. Thanks for coming. See y'all next week. Y'all be safe. Love y'all.